John chapter number 8, and read a few verses here, maybe say a few words out of the Word of God for just a few minutes. This will be a familiar to you that read your Bible, but I want to begin reading with verse number 1, chapter 8 in the book of John. The Bible said, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself, he saw none but the woman. He said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, this morning, as humble as we know how, thanking you, dear God, for every blessing. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to be in this place. Father, I thank you for your sweet spirit that I can feel this morning. And Lord, that's among your children. God, I pray today, Father, if there be one in the midst of us that's not ever been saved, Lord, I pray that today would be the day, God, that conviction would set up in their heart and the drawing power of God to draw them to an altar of repentance. Lord, we love you this morning. I pray again that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power one more time to preach your word. Take thy servant, use us for your glory. Lord, I pray now that you'd give us the words that we need to say. What you do for us today, we'll be careful to thank you, and we'll praise you for all that's done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You may be seated. I want to talk to us this morning for just a few minutes on the sinner's friend. I want to talk to us on that thought for just a few minutes. A couple of weeks ago, the Lord had placed it on a couple of people's heart about having today being a friend day. And about a couple of weeks ago, God began to speak to my heart, unbeknown what he's been telling them, but he spoke to my heart to have a friend day. And so we designated this day to be friend day. And boy, we're delighted, I'm telling you, to have friends in the house. Amen. It was just good for people of kindred to come together and bind together in friendships. Amen. I believe in that. I believe the Lord said in one place to have friends, show yourself friendly. Amen. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Amen. Now, the Bible tells us here in the text that there was a woman here that was caught in the very act of adultery. I want you to look at this woman's sin for just a minute this morning. The Bible tells us that this sin in particular was a sin that demanded death. It was a sin in the Old Testament that required to be stoned to death. The Bible tells us the wages of sin is death. I don't believe there's any big sin or little sin. I believe it's all sin. All sin was what carried Jesus to the cross of Calvary. Not his sin, but our sin. The sin that carried him to the cross of Calvary. Amen. Committed by man. The Bible tells us that sin is exceedingly sinful. And we know that sin will destroy any individual. When you leave somebody alone in their own sin, it will literally destroy them. There is no hope with sin. Sin's goal is to kill you. And it will if you indulge in it. Many of folks have indulged in sin to believe that they can take sin and indulge in it and it won't hurt them. Many alcoholics never meant to be an alcoholic. They'd go out in the liquor store to drink one drink. Next thing you know, the liquor bottle has got a hold of them and they can't get away from it. Same it is with the drug addict. They don't intend to wake up one morning and decide to be a drug addict. They go and take drugs one time in hopes of having a good time, only to find out that the drugs have them. Amen. Sin won't let you go. Sin will wreck and ruin your life. The Bible tells us here was a lady with the sin of adultery. This was not the first time that she'd ever committed this sin. Evidently, this is a sin that had a hold of her and would not turn her loose. Time and time again, she was a woman of that reputation that she indulged in adultery. The Bible tells us now how they brought this woman before the Lord. Now, I want you to look at this sinner for just a few minutes this morning. She's no different than you and I. Jesus did not come in this world to condemn you, but he came to save you. The Bible said that the world is already condemned. He didn't come to condemn you, amen, nor did he come to judge you, but he came to condemn, to bring life and life everlasting. I believe this morning this woman, the Lord Jesus loved her just like he loves you. Amen. It doesn't make any difference how deep in your sin that you're in. He still loves you. Amen. Now, he doesn't agree with your sin, but he loves the sinner. Amen. We find it over and over in the Word of God. We find that he loves sinners. The Bible said he was accused of going home and eating with sinners. Amen. He loves sinners. He told the story of the man that had 100 sheep, and one of those sheep went astray. 99 of those sheep was in the fold, but that one lost sheep was out yonder in the world. But Jesus tells us that the shepherd left the 99 in the fold and went after that one lost sheep. It wasn't the fact, this morning that Jesus didn't love all the other 99, but he made it a little personal when he loved that one. Amen. He's a personal Savior. Thank God. He's a sinner's friend that loves you this morning if you'll turn to him. Somebody said, "Preacher, when I learn to live right, when I learn to behave myself and live right, I'll get saved." No. Bring that to Jesus, amen, and he'll forgive you of your sin. You find the sinner. The Bible said there are two types of sinner in the text this morning. There's the type of sinner that received him, but there's the type of sinner that rejects him. The Bible said those men that had taken this woman in the very act, the Bible said as they were standing there, I believe, waiting and willing to stone that woman in adultery, waiting to condemn her. And then the Bible said now, and they were waiting to see what he was going to do if he was going to go against the law. And so now they brought him before the Lord, and he stooped down and writ, the Bible said, on the ground. Now the Bible said, I don't know what he wrote there. Many folks try to explain that. I don't know. Somebody said one time it could have been the names of the men that had already laid with this woman, and he could have wrote them on the ground, and it was the very scribes and Pharisees that brought her unto him. And the Bible said, while he was writing unto them, he said, he that was without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. And the book of Moses, the Bible said, there was a stone that they took, that they crushed the sinner with to kill them. And it's implied here that Jesus was telling them to take that stone and kill that woman if you have no sin in you. And the Bible said one by one they turned around and walked away. They could have knelt
and they could have got a forgiveness of their sin, but they were too proud, and they walked away from the Lord Jesus. Of the sinner that rejects Christ, my friend, will die in their sin and die and go to hell. But that woman, she stood there realizing that she was a sinner and that she needed hope, help. Amen. Jesus, these other sinners that rejected Christ, they left there that day condemned. But this woman left that day conquered in her sin by the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, if the Son has set you free, you're free indeed. Amen. This is a sin matter, amen, that we have with God. Amen. Sin will kill you, but the Savior's come to save you. Amen. Yeah. They brought her to the right one. The Bible said, now, while she was standing there, that Jesus lifted himself up and turned to the woman and said, where art thou, accusers? Yeah. And the Bible said that this woman said, Lord, I don't have no man. She said, and the Lord said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. That day, I believe, that woman got saved that morning. Amen. Her adulterous sin was cleansed and washed away. And she left there with a new Savior. She left there with a new Lord. Now you listen to me. A sin will lord over you. It'll cause you to do things that you wouldn't want to do. But sin will lord over you. The Bible said, who you rend your members to, then he becomes your master. If you serve sin, sin becomes your master. But if you'll serve righteousness, the Lord will be your master. Hallelujah. He's the Lord of righteousness, and he can be your Lord this morning. She left there with a brand new Lord. I like that. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm no longer am I what I used to be. Amen. Now, old William used to serve sin, and sin was my master. And so it is with every sinner. Sin becomes your master. But Jesus came to break the chains of sin. Hallelujah. He came to set you free. You don't have to serve sin no more. Thank God the Savior's come. Hallelujah. He said, go and sin no more. That woman left there that day not only with a new Lord, but a new life. Amen. She could finally be a respectable person. I believe what God does, he does right. And he does good. God can take an old alcoholic, an old drug addict, clean them up, and put them in the choir. Sing Amazing Grace. Amen. He can take an old prostitute, an adulterous woman, clean her up. Hallelujah. From the inside out. Glory to God. And clean her up and set her on the front page. Put her in the choir and sing, oh, how I love Jesus. A brand new life, a brand new Lord, and a brand new joy. Hallelujah. She never was the same. That woman left there happy that day when the Lord cleaned her heart up and cleaned her life up. She found a joy that she never knew. Imagine. Can you only imagine the guilt that was in that woman's mind with her adulterous affairs? Can you imagine the shame that she endured in her life? When she would go out in public, if she would go out in public, ashamed of herself, people were looking at her, as the young ladies would whisper as she walked by, and the men, they'd turn to talk to one another as she walked by. The shame, the guilt of her sin was heavy upon her. She'd go home only to shed tear after tear. But oh, praise God that day, when Jesus cleaned her heart and cleaned her life, amen, he put joy in her heart. She is never the same. Her vocabulary changed, amen. Her witness made a difference in the community. We're all sinners, and he's the Savior of the world. This morning, you're here. You know,
different than she is. You say, well, preacher, I've never committed adultery. Doesn't matter. God holds He holds every one of us accountable for our sin, particular, whatever it is. We're all under the condemnation of Adam. When Adam sinned, it plunged the whole human race into sin. And we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We can never get to that place because we're sinners. But Christ Jesus came into the world, died on Calvary. Amen. Shed His blood for the remission of our sin. Thank God, went to the grave. Third day, come up out of the grave to justify us, to stand in the presence of the Holy God, robed in the righteousness of His Son, that we, through Christ Jesus, could stand guiltless and holy in the presence of a holy God. Woo! Bless His holy name. I feel rich. I feel clean. Woo! Woo! After He cleaned you up, He'll clean you up this morning. You say, preacher, you don't know what I've done. He does. And He can wipe that clean. Clean by one drop of blood. By faith, believing that Christ Jesus has saved sinners, you'll come to Him. Paul, the Apostle Paul, said, I'm chief of sinners. I know how he felt. I felt like I was the chief of sinners. You did too, didn't you? Before you got saved, you didn't believe that God will ever save an old wretched sinner like you. That's what He died for. He said, them that are whole, they don't need a physician. Those that are sick don't need to go to the doctor. But those that are in sin, those that are brokenhearted, amen, those that have the death sentence pronounced upon them, those that are condemned by sin, He come to save. He'll save you this morning. He wants to save you today. Brother Greg said something this morning I think I won't ever forget. He said, Jesus is your Savior. Yes. Now, that's not when He made that statement, it's not something that He is going to be somewhere down the road. It's someone He is. Right now, He is your Savior. You don't have another Savior. All you have to do is believe. Amen. Put your faith in Christ Jesus and the finished work at Calvary that He done was sufficient to pay your sin debt, and you come to receive what He has given for you, life everlasting. He wants to save you this morning. While we stand together, while they come and get us a song ready,